Right. Well, returning to the issue of Section 92A of the Copyright Act, the national government has currently stalled its plans to implement the act and is looking at holding it off for about a month. So joining me on the phone now is Simon Power, who is the Minister of Commerce. Are you there, Mr. Power?
Yes, I am, Randall. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. So, stalled. So what exactly is happening?
Look, we're confident that, or hopeful, I should say, that both sides of the debate, that is the rights holders, the people that have the copyright and the ISPs, will reach a voluntary code within a period of time that suits. Previously, of course, they would have had to have done that by this weekend. Cabinet decided yesterday to extend that for 1 month.
So they're obviously in negotiations. What are the main parties being? A couple of the main ISPs and Reans and the like?
Yeah, the Telecommunications Carriers Forum are in there with Reans and APRA, a couple of others. And look, my understanding is that good progress is being made, but we wanted to make sure that that good progress and getting together the voluntary code of practice wasn't disrupted by 92A coming in by default on the 28th. And that was the reason for giving them an extra 3.5 weeks to see if they could finalise the arrangements.
And so you think that they're going to be able to come to an arrangement then?
Well, I'm certainly hopeful. My understanding is that substantial progress has been made in recent weeks, and obviously the government's keen to see the various players work it out themselves if they can without the government having to step in.
Righto. Because, John Key, Prime Minister John Key, did say that it was problematic and suggested it could be thrown out entirely. Do you believe that to be the case?
No, I think what he said is that the matter would be suspended if agreement wasn't reached. What that means, of course, is that there's a range of options available to the government on the 27th or close to the 27th of March. But look, my sense of it is that if the various players are given more time, we're hopeful that they'll get there, Randall.
Because it does seem the process of creating Section 92A, it has gone through something of absurd history thus far. I mean, you had the... Well, you did have the Parliamentary Select Committee saying that it was unworkable, and then you had Judith Tithard coming in and saying, look, we want it back in there, and of course National supported it as it was. And now we've had this delay being put on it. It's incredibly problematic.
Look, it was not a well-drafted piece of work, it's got to be said. But rather than trying to use legislation to be particularly prescriptive about the relationship between the copyright holder and the ISPs or the users, we are hopeful that the voluntary code of practice will overcome those issues. But you are absolutely right. It's had a torturous path to this point.
Now, and is it the ISPs who are dragging their feet most on this issue?
No, look, I think in fairness, everybody's negotiating with a fair amount of goodwill. Obviously the government was keen to see that goodwill retained and those negotiations continue for a bit longer.
So the big ISPs, they are just they're willing to find some sort of means where they can there's compromise reached on the issue.
Well, I can't speak precisely for them, Randall, other than to say that all the signs are that everybody's entering into this thing with a fair amount of goodwill.
Goodwill. So, I mean, because we spoke to David Farah from KiwiBlog earlier on in the show, and he said that there was, a lot of it comes down to obviously the costs incurred for doing the policing and the necessity of perhaps a third party by which who can deal with deciding whether a copyright infringement has indeed taken place, and of course the costs can be divvied through that. Is that the case? Is that what people need to try and figure out?
Oh, look, I'm sure Mr. Farah is a pretty good representative of the views of the ISPs on the issue, and I'm sure those matters are being considered as part of the process.
So it is. So that is one of the keys to solving the issue, is getting a third party in there and perhaps creating some sort of group to deal with this.
Oh, look, Randall, my understanding is it's one of many things that are currently being being worked through.
So there are a lot of options on the table that need to be trying to whittle down before there can be some agreement.
Oh, no, I think they're getting closer by the day, from what I'm told.
Oh, righto. Because it does seem to be that there has been an all manner of protests out there. I mean, yep. I mean, like for example, yesterday the blackout. I mean, was the government? I know the New Zealand Herald almost suggested that you guys have put this delay in effect because of if it's by these groups who are obviously protesting a lot of the genuine issues with the law. Is that the case? Were you surprised?
No, we've been looking at it for very closely for the last 2 or 3 weeks, and decisions were taken late last week about the matter needing to be dealt with by the cabinet on Monday before the blackout.
Right, so this is just coincidental, perhaps?
Well, I mean, as I say, decisions were taken for the matter to go to cabinet on Thursday of last week.
Righto. Now, because obviously you were planning to implement it this weekend, and when was the decision made? Was to extend it a month?
At cabinet yesterday.
Yesterday, righto.
Yep.
And so that was just solely because you guys are wanting to have further good faith negotiations on the issue?
No, it was to allow the parties who are engaged in the negotiation for the voluntary code of practice to have more time before 92A would otherwise have come in automatically under an order in council.
Right.
Okay.
I guess we're going to have to wait and see when the negotiations actually do come to a head.
That's right.
And so that'll be 3 weeks. You've got to, otherwise, if they don't come to an agreement, what happens then?
Well, at that point, the government would need to sit down and have another look at it, work out how much more time was needed, if any, or indeed, of course, if that was not the case, whether further changes would need to be made. But that's a long way off yet, Randall.
Right. Now, perhaps you can correct me on this, because is there parallels with similar laws that were trying to be brought in the United Kingdom?
Well, look, I'm not an expert on what happened in the UK, but there's no doubt that balancing the rights of copyright holders in cyberspace and the rights of users on ISPs to access certain material is a complex issue which no doubt jurisdictions all over the world have been grappling with.
Right, and if we do bring this law into effect, we will be one of the first, if not the first country in the world to have similar laws? Is that the case?
Look, I couldn't comment on that, I'm sorry.
Excellent. So you don't have any other kind of countries where you can look at and see how they've worked it out?
There are examples of other countries who have a scheme which would be sort of comparable, but not exactly the same.
Okay, well, I guess it'll be very interesting to see how the negotiations do go and progress. And I guess no doubt we'll be coming back to talk to you once some decisions have been made.
I'll look forward to talking to you then.
Thank you, Mr. Power. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Randall.
Bye now.
Bye.